Reish Tadagas Sukkot. Yezo Meir Bekayim Suda Shlishis. One should be very careful to have a third Suda on Shabbos. Ve'af in Vusovei and Yochel Kayim Reish Tadagas. If he ready is quite full from beforehand, doesn't mean that he can't eat at all, but it's not very hungry. Apparently he should eat a beitza. The Mishnah says a little bit more than a beitza. That's considered a chilas keva, considered a more serious meal.
Yeah.
It says, there are all opinions that say, it was gezeit is yoitza, but one should be mapped to try to eat a little more than a kebeitza. It doesn't mean that every student should be a kebeitza. Here, that he's already satiated, kebeitza. By a regular meal, he should eat a full meal. That brings him from not satiated. If he can't eat at all, then he doesn't have to torture himself. Because this is part of the Mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not only force yourself and have no room for it. But Chokha made a bit right. Should be a wise person, you will plan in advance. Shall you mal dikna bit to this poking station? You can mock him with the shalishas. Leave a certain amount of room that you will be able to eat at least a minimum to the shalishas. And you know, with the morning meal, don't overeat. And Bas says, a misha boy, ochal, prayer Shabbos, yoichal shalosh is the yom Shabbos. Kansi lo shalosh suzas is that in the course of Shabbos you should eat three meals. So normally it's split up, one at night, one at day. But for some reason you could not have a meal at night, so you have all three in the daytime. And in the morning you would say Kiddush, like you say at night, except you don't say Vayechulu. Same thing on the office, if you didn't test, we're unable to eat at night, so in the morning, make the night Kiddush. And the Shabru brings that by Suda Shlishis, if you forgot to say Ritzei, you do not have to say over the Birchas Hamazon, since as we will see, there are opinions that say you can be Yetzi without eating bread. So the first two students which have to eat bread on, goes on if you get to say, have to say over the Birchas Hamazon. The time for the Shlishis is called the time of Mincha, which is 6.5 hours into the day from the morning. We should put brings if he started eating through the Shlishis before Chatzos and it continues to after Chatzos, then after the time of Mincha Ketuvah, then he is Yotze. Of course, at least he ate part of the meal in the right time. And we don't say since it started too early, it's all considered not to the Shlishis meal. Says the Rambam, "Be'eshayimim to all Shlishis that mind in Mincha Lamayah b'Shabbos." The Chatzos and the Shabbos again. Some people say the Shabbos are getting ready to go back to Gehenna, and therefore it is not the time to drink water. Brings the midrash. She brings midrash. This person drinks water on Shabbos in a shmoshes. As it is, he is stealing his deceased clothing. The Mosa explains that before they go back to Gehenna, they give him a little water. Get him well hydrated before they go to Gehenna. And if he drinks then, yeah, he'll take him from there. Okay, and lechol to the shlishi v'nuchol ma'ayis. For the yochol ekim koyim mincha. According to this opinion, that you should eat the shlishi before mincha. So that way you'll eat and drink before.
Yeah.
The other thing is that say the other way around. You have to tell this about mincha tchila. There's the time mincha first, because you really should be time mincha before you eat a meal.
Yeah.
The other thing holds that the solution is not such a big meal, so you can eat before mincha. But as we said, the second opinion says first, time mincha, and then eat to the solution. That's the minhag in our part of the world, that we try to daven mincha before Suda Shlishis. If for some reason he had a problem and it won't work after eat the Suda Shlishis after mincha, then he can be mekayim the Suda Shlishis before mincha, as long as it's before mincha ketana. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. But after that, getting very close to the time of mincha, you shouldn't start even a small meal. Before that period of time, so the type of meal that you have for Suda Shlishis is careful to do before mincha. Come off him. And this is my minhanahoras. Don't drink water from the rivers. This opinion holds that thing that we mentioned before, you shouldn't be drinking water between mincha and night. It's talking about just to be taken from the rivers. But if you have water, bottled water at home, not a problem. I would buy a shari. Yeah, the water that's in his home has no problem to drink at any time. The chosu came shamashu shari. The other time the drinks are definitely alright. Yeshayim, the ain osir elatosh nevis the chosu shalovas v'imot. At all, the Indian of not drinking water between Mincha and Maya Shabbos, and it's only talking about if his parents died within a year, and showing the Osazer, Isazer, Shem, Shtiat, Mayim, Einer, Rak, Be'er, Shabbos. I don't want to say that that which it says, Shabbos, Ben, Shmosh, is talking about the Anter of Shabbos. So the case of the bottom line is, the Chachil, the Minik is true, eat to the Shlishis after Mincha, and you can drink water at that point of time, if you could avoid drinking water from a river.